Episode 769, Prioritize to Minimize Overwhelm.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people happy, happy day, ladies. It is Friday. It's Confession Day, and I am so excited that you are here. You are just totally warming my heart. You get me jumping and moving and grooving. And I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing with your friends and your family. Thank you for subscribing and also leaving a review. Because of you, we are reaching women around the globe. Now that to me is absolutely incredible and has nothing to do with me and has everything to do with you. You, my friend, are going out and impacting every single day. And maybe you didn't even know it. So I want you to feel special today because it is Confession Day. So, you know, we got to confess a little bit of love once in a while too. And so I wanted to confess that to you because you truly do warm my heart from the inside out. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. Okay, now I know we've already passed Valentine's Day and enough of the mushy, mushy, gushy, gushy stuff. But you got me real and raw here. It is Friday, Confession Day. Prioritize to minimize overwhelm. Are you ready to take it by storm? Because we're going to get rid of overwhelm. We are. We're going to begin to let it go. I promise you, we've got some good steps for you to take, and they are simple steps. Oh yeah, a kiss you're really going to want. But first off, we have to give a huge welcome and shout out to our friends that are just now joining us. Welcome to the family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to finding the simple in every day. We need to find simplicity, don't we? We really do. We are bombarded with stuff. There are times that I feel like we have information like golf balls just flying around a golf course. And next thing you know, it's going to hit us in the head and down we fall. Now, you know what? Spring's around the corner. And I don't know about you, but I want to see the blooms. You see, I don't want to be knocked out and missing out. So it's time for us to prioritize to minimize the overwhelm. If you could have one feeling disappear in your daily life, what would it be? Do 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 do. Okay, I just had to throw that in there because I don't think we actually really think about this. But it's Confession Day, so I want you to think about it. Yes, so I had to hum the tune of what? Jeopardy. For those of you who have never watched that show, you have to answer in a question. Now, I'm not going to have you answer in a question, but I would say that most of us are tired of being overwhelmed. We're tired of being tired of being tired of being overwhelmed. So we got to prioritize to minimize your overwhelm. With women becoming entrepreneurs daily, owning their own businesses, shattering the glass ceilings in the workforce, we still are doing twice as much housework and childcare as men. That's nothing new, right? You already knew that. But it's definite. And Arlie Hochschild, a sociologist, first described the second shift in the 1980s. And guess what? It's still alive today. That second shift where we come home and we think everything should be done. Well, I guess if you're blessed with money where you can bring in a nanny and have a chef and all of that, call me up because I wouldn't mind borrowing yours. But when we have to do all of it ourselves, now for me, I get joy out of that, but that doesn't mean it doesn't come with overwhelm. And when you want a particular life, when you're trying to create your now, overwhelm is not and should not be part of the equation yet. We live by it, don't we? And sometimes everybody else is contributing to that overwhelm and we just feel like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And then when you're trying to do even more working overtime, adding in those hours that you really didn't have in your day. So when the kids go to sleep or hubby finally falls asleep, you're like, okay, I'll get up and do 2 hours more of work because I really need to get this blog done. Or I really need to get my website up so I can work on this one page tonight. You're in the third shift, girl. And that's even crazier. When will it stop? No wonder we are walking around in overwhelmed city. Did you know you relocated to Overwhelm City? Well, it's not a city I want to live in, and I don't think you want to either. It's not a fun place to be. And in fact, sometimes that overwhelm can lead to what? Our comfort zone, where busyness becomes part of our vocabulary. Now, that's for another episode. We're not going to go into the busy part of life, but you know what I mean, right? When every other word that comes out of your mouth and your hello, how are you, and your response is, oh, I'm doing great, I'm so busy. Have you looked at your schedule yet? I'm so busy. What are you really doing? Well, again, we're not going to go in details about that, but that helps lead to overwhelm, and it's not very helpful, is it? But it adds to it. So I got a story to tell you. It is Confession Friday. And so, you know, I got to share what my children teach me, because my children really bring out the best in me. They are truly my teachers, and, you know, just don't tell them that. Actually, they already know, because I tell them. I tell them that they are actually training me up in life, and they look at me kind of strange, like, really, Mom? I'm like, yeah, you pushed my buttons. And so then I have to learn not to be pushed, or I have to learn other skills, or I have to figure out maybe it's my perspective versus yours. And it's very interesting, the conversations that we have. So they're awesome teachers. But I just don't want them to know that, because it may go to their heads. Oh, no, I'm just teasing. You know what I mean. They know that they're awesome kids. I tell them every single day. Not that they don't get on my nerves, because they do. But that is for another episode. So, well, my son is a freshman in high school. And he's my little Einstein. Long story short, he's basically 2 years ahead of where he really needs to be. So if we wanted to have held him back, we could have. And so with him being a freshman in high school, I didn't know what to expect. You know, when he was littler, I could basically make sure and kind of protect him and make sure he got his work done, because I homeschooled him for a while, and then he went into private school. So that was kind of more of a protected area. And then when we moved a couple times, he eventually went into a traditional public school setting. But now it's high school. And I can remember when I was a much younger mother going, gosh, am I doing the right thing? Because you always want to know as a mom, are you doing the right thing? And it'd be something that I would sit there and really be concerned about. I wouldn't worry about it. I didn't sit there and, like, you know, lose major sleep over it. But I was concerned. I would ask other educators. I would ask other people that I, you know, highly respected, and said, you know, what do you think? Am I doing the right thing? Do you think we need to do this? Do you think we need to hold him back, et cetera, et cetera? And they said, no, just let him keep going, because he's right there. I'm like, oh, I know, but what about the sociability? You know, because you got the guys. Come on, guys, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. But socially, you're just not as far advanced as us women are with our age. And for him to be the youngest in the class and 2 years basically ahead of where he needs to be or could be, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is this mama going to do then? And in high school, you know, you don't want to be that helicopter parent. And if you don't know that term yet, maybe you're not there quite yet to have those other kids. That's the helicopter parent that always is keeping watch and always is meddling in their child's life instead of letting them live their own life. But again, that's for another episode. We've got a lot of other episodes in this episode, don't we? I better take notes. Okay, so back to the story of my son. Now it's second semester of his freshman year. And this is when the projects began to pile on. You know, the projects like, we've got driver's ed, we've got fine arts competitions, we've got the science fair, and we've got, oh, I don't know what other things we have, two or three other things happening. And the science fair one, this is a total side note, you might get a kick out of it. If you are one who wants to escape from bread is kind of like your downfall, or baked goods. Well, he's dealing with his whole science project is dealing with microwaves and mold, and the effect microwaves have on mold. Well, anyway, so we've got this moldy bread, and we have to keep it around for this entire science experiment, because he has to have it for the science fair project at the end when he shows it all off. So I have this loaf of, well, we cut it all up, but this loaf of French bread, and now it's kind of into pieces. And my goodness gracious, the coloring on this, oh my gosh, it would gag you. One of these days I'll have to post it, because it's a great way to keep you from ever eating bread again in your entire life. So if you're wanting to stay away from bread, I'm just saying that's one good way a great Post-it, a great reminder to put right in front of you in your kitchen. Don't eat it because that's what it looks like in your system. Okay. So with all of this stuff that he has on, talk about overwhelm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if he's going to be able to handle it. You know, first semester wasn't too bad. He was really trying to prioritize and would do really well. But man, the second semester, I'm like, I don't know. So I've just been watching him the last few weeks, and he's been so diligent at prioritizing. He gets done what must happen, and he still has time to do what he wants, and on top of that, he's excelling. Talk about a proud mama. Oh, yeah. So today, I want to share with you what is working for him on how to prioritize to minimize overwhelm, because you know what? We all can learn from our children. They are our best teacher. So here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Do what counts. It can't get any simpler than that. Do what counts. And what counts is this. It's going to deal with timetable, values, and impact. So number one, what does it look like? Number one, ditch the common to-do list. Oh, yes, you heard it right. I am so tired of the common to-do list. If I was to write down absolutely every single thing I was to do today, I would have run out the door. So I want you to ditch that common to-do list. I don't want you to write down that you need to go to the grocery store. I don't want you to write down that you need to go to the post office. You need to run and take back something at a store that you bought. No, those are all chores, domestic duties. These are all your responsibilities. They fit into a chunk block, a chunk of time. Now, I'm not going to go into details on how to chunk your time on this particular episode. Yes, that's going to be for another episode. But what I am going to tell you is you've got to ditch the common to-do list, because what happens is when you have 13 things on the list, 25 things on your list, you look at it and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get through this today. There's no way I'm going to accomplish this. If I told you every single thing I did today, not counting the basics like getting up, brushing my teeth, going to the bathroom every single time because I drink a lot of water, taking a shower, putting my makeup on and brushing my hair. If I left just those things out, I would still have a truckload of a to-do list. Bring on Santa Claus's list, because man, mine would top it today. And then you throw in all those little extra things like, Mom, I forgot my book at school. Can you take me back? Well, that wasn't on the to-do list. I can't do that, son. Okay, it doesn't work that way, does it, in real life? So in order to begin to minimize that overwhelm, you've got to ditch the common to-do list. Get rid of it. Number two, you have to know what matters to you. This is when values come in. Today's society and world, we're not talking about values. We just gripe and groan. I'm tired of the gripes and the groaning. Stop moaning. Start knowing who you are and what you want out of your life. Oh, yes, I'm getting on my soapbox here. It is confession day. What matters to you? You got to know your values, because if you don't, guess what? That everyone else is running your life. Anything that's coming in your inbox, anything that's coming in to questions like, oh, can you do this, Sue? Can you do this, Abby? How about this, Christy? Can you take care of this? I mean, seriously, you don't know what to do because you haven't formulated and you don't know your values. So you got to know what matters to you, not anybody else. And that may mean you got to have a conversation with yourself, or you can have a conversation with me to figure it out. You know the drill. Click on the link, take aim. You and I can come together. I can help you figure this out, because it's not like we take a class in it. Do you remember taking a class in college on what you value? How to figure out what you value most? In the workforce today, you might get a touch of it. But most of the time, nope. They want to talk about what's valued in what? Their business. That's where they want your focus, not what you value as an individual. So you've got to know what matters to you. And number three, you have to do what has the greatest impact. You have to perform what has the greatest impact. You have to complete what has the greatest impact. You have to do what counts times three. That's it. Look at your day. You're removing what? That common to-do list. And you're sitting here going, okay, in my business, this is what must happen in order to move me forward, in order to get me to the next step. If you're sitting there and you're like, I got to build a website. Well, do you have a .com yet? Well, if you don't have a .com, you better go purchase it. That's your first step. Not sitting there looking and dreaming about the themes and how you want to look and then going and doing the research. Oh, that's fun and all creative, but that is not moving you forward. You're not at that step yet. You have to do what has the greatest impact. Do what counts. You're looking at the timetable. You're looking at the values. You're looking at what? Impact. You can begin to prioritize to minimize overwhelm. But it takes work. It's not going to happen overnight. Oh, and bonus. Listen to this one. If you need a nap, take it. I hate it when women sit there, and I usually just listen. I overhear these kind of conversations. Oh, man, I wanted to get this, 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 and this, and this done. But, man, I laid down just thinking I was going to just kind of, you know, read for 15 minutes. I fell asleep for 2 hours. And then what? Now she's just talking to her friend about it. It's taken another 30 minutes of her life to tell this story 3 times over. Not that communication and relationships aren't important, but if she really needed to get some things done, she could have, you know, forgotten that conversation, right, and actually done something. Do you see? We lose time because we don't have what we need in front of us, the basics, the values, the impact, the timetable. And if you do take your nap, don't beat yourself up over it. Obviously, your body is telling you you need it. So take it. Be grateful. Write in your gratitude journal, I got in an hour nap today. Bonus. And you're done. Because you can sit there and linger on it for 30 minutes to 2 hours, and you've just wasted your time away of getting something else that matters and that impacts. You see, you matter. And if you want to go out and impact the world, you got to make some tough choices. You got to prioritize to minimize your overwhelm. So it's time to take charge of your life so you can impact with the greatness God created in you. Because you were created for greatness. That's why you're here. It's to create your now. The now that God sees for you. The seeds that he has planted within you, those dreams. They didn't just happen. God says, this is my little peekaboo for you. See, open up this door and see what happens. Go through this door and see what happens. And I promise you, you listen to me, I will close the doors that you're not supposed to go through. And I will open the ones that you are. Trust me, walk by faith. So you got to take aim. Are you ready to actually take aim on your life? Come on, it's confession day. Be honest about it. Because if you're not, then that's okay. Then stop worrying. Stop overwhelming yourself with overwhelm. Just because everybody else is talking about being overwhelmed doesn't mean you have to be. Stand on your 2 feet. Stand in your own strength, the strength God gave you. It's time to take aim. Action ignites motivation. You want some help? Click on the link in the show notes. Take aim. That'll start a conversation. It's a free call with me. We can start your journey right now. We can begin to make a plan wherever you are, starting right where you are. So you know exactly the next step to take. You do know, right, what that next step is? One step leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.